Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Faithful and loving God, we are assured through your word that you watch over your people and care about your creation. The nations of the world face unprecedented times as we grapple with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic, and you alone, Lord, are able to help us. We cry out to you for mercy. Lord, we recognize that this situation is not beyond you, as you are the God of the impossible. Grant us discernment and wisdom to make sound decisions for ourselves, our families, and our communities at this time. Give us compassion to lend a helping hand to someone in need. Give us peace in knowing that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And help us to find rest in you, knowing that you are our safe place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In studio today, to share a reflection in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, is the Reverend Paul Da Costa Pinto, Interim Minister of St. John's United Church. Reverend Pinto, welcome to United in Faith. And please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Luke chapter 12, verses 6, 7, and 32. Good morning, friends. It is a joy to be sharing with you. Let us pray. Speak to us, O God, in this moment of our cares and concerns, of our uncertainty, and help us to know that you are our certainty. Lift our spirits and lift our faith to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you feel overwhelmed by the news of the day? Has your life been thrown into a tailspin by the circumstances? Are you worried, fearful, apprehensive about the future? Are you wondering when will this situation end? Let me assure you, such thoughts and feelings and questions are reasonable. Jesus knows that from time to time, there will be pandemics and other global challenges. Jesus knows our personal challenges and feelings. So he says to us now, as he said to his disciples then, "Do not be afraid. My heavenly Father cares for the little birds. He most certainly cares for you." Jesus also reminds us that he will be with us always. Hebrews 4 and verse 15 tells us we have a high priest who is able to share our fears and concerns because he has been through all that we go through and he triumphed. Jesus is that high priest, and he will accompany you to the throne of grace and mercy. Now let us go a little deeper together. Let us explore three questions as we journey through these challenging times together. What is my situation? What do I have? And what does it matter anyway? Gideon and Moses can help us to answer these questions. What is my situation? The story of Gideon begins in Exodus chapter 6. Gideon is in a winepress threshing corn. He should be on a raised area out in the open where the trash could easily be blown away. But here everything was out of place because of fear of the marauding Midianites. But it is in that situation that God manifests himself to Gideon, addressing him, Gideon, as mighty man of valor. For that's what the name Gideon means. Gideon questioned God about his life. His clan is the weakest in his tribe. His family is the poorest in the clan. And there he was hiding, trying to do the right thing in a wrong place and in a wrong way. But God told Gideon, "I have called you to deliver your people from their bad situation." God said an amazing thing to Gideon, "Go in the strength that you have." When you and I feel at the end of ourselves, God says there is more. The triumph of Gideon is recorded in Judges chapter 7. And what do I have? What am I left with? Exodus 4 records a conversation between God and Moses. Moses was called away by God from tending sheep. Moses judged everything by his past and his misgivings. And we are like that too. So he came up with every reason why he couldn't do what God called him to do. But God, in patience, went along with Moses, assuring him of his presence and provision, as even now God is doing for us. But the big question is, what do you have in your hand? That was God's question to Moses, and it is God's question to you and me. That old piece of stick called a rod was what Moses had, a familiar tool with which he tended sheep and defended himself and the sheep. Moses was most adept at using that rod, yet to him it may have been of not much value. But to God, Moses with his simple rod was all God needed. With that rod, Moses led his people to freedom. The Red Sea was parted and water was brought forth from the rock. Don't take your skill and talent and experience for nothing. God will use whatever it is that you have to accomplish great things for yourself and others. And what does it matter anyway? That perhaps is a question born of depression and frustration, and God understands. It matters much, for you have a purpose. God's purpose is being worked out even now in your circumstances. It is within our doubts and fears and challenges that God is speaking to us. God is speaking to us about some things that we have wanted to do for so long. God is speaking to us through all our troubling thoughts. God is speaking to us even through regrets and disappointments. God is speaking to us in our mixed up, confused, topsy-turvy situation. God is saying, as Paul said to Timothy, "Stir up the gift that is within you." You have a gift within you. Be encouraged and stir up that gift. Let me use what you have left in your hand. That's what God is saying. Whatever is still available to you, make it available to me. That's what God is saying. like Moses and Gideon, God will strengthen you to cope and triumph, to be an inspiration to others, to bring about blessings and joy and peace. Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Be encouraged. Be lifted up. God is in your circumstances now. He knows how you feel and He understands. He's sympathizing with you and He's calling you to let Him use what you have for His glory, for your benefit, and to lift others. Let us pray. O Lord God, You gave Your Son Jesus Christ in payment for our sins. Thank You that He brought the atonement. He paid the price to bring us salvation. Thank You that in Jesus we are free. Nothing can keep us bound because You have brought us liberty. You have blessed us with every blessing in Christ Jesus. Indeed, You have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so we pray, O God, that in these challenging times of uncertainty, in these times when we are depressed and overly concerned, we thank You that You understand. And we thank You that You call us to come to Your throne of grace, that we may find grace and mercy to help in times of need. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Heal the sick, lift up the fallen, strengthen the weak knees. Cause us to be agents of encouragement for those who are at their wits' end. Bring them a word within their situation, for You have promised. Bless us and hear our prayers now as we give You thanks and glory. For Christ's sake, amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Portmore United Church on Facebook at 8:30. St. Paul's Norwood Church of United Churches on YouTube at 9 o'clock. And Andrews Memorial United Church on YouTube at 9:30. Thanks to the Reverend Paul Da Costa Pinto, Interim Minister of St. John's United Church, for his encouraging reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.